You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we've got Matt, Ryan and Jimmy from the Pigeon Detectives.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm clapping too loudly because you're a bit tired, I think, aren't you?
That's correct. I'm very tired, just got up.
Currently on tour, how's it going?
It's very good.
Yeah, it's been going well. Been a while since we were on the stage, so it was nice to see people still have the same admiration and affection for us. It was nice.
Well, it's been a while, hasn't it? You've not sort of been in the public eye for almost 3 years now. So where did you go after the end of your last tour? What have you been doing?
Well, actually, it's only been two years since the end of our last tour. But yeah, we've had a good 2 years doing nothing as far as the general public are concerned. We've just been writing songs. We went to New York to record the album. Taken up golf, played a bit of golf.
So, of course, going to New York, recording the new album there. How long were you there for?
2 months.
Wow.
2 months. Recording pretty much every day. So we'd get up 9 o'clock, go down to the studio, record till about midnight, and then go out and do it all again next day.
And I read that you were massively inspired by the place as well. Had you guys been there as tourists before?
Amazing.
We've played a few times, actually. So we've always been big fans of it. And the first two albums, like the first one we did in Leeds, so we're just staying at home doing it. The second one on a farm in Wales, so wanted a total contrast, and I think New York
just a little bit.
Yeah. A lot of our favourite records and some of our favourite artists are from New York as well. So it just made sense for us to go there and kind of immerse ourselves and live the life of New Yorkers, you know, not just be tourists. We were getting the subway into the studio every morning. You know, like Jim said, we'd go out and party on an evening. So it didn't feel like we were on holiday. It felt like we actually kind of lived there and belonged there.
In terms of past festivals that you've done, which one has got the best memory for you?
I think one of the best memories has to be the first year we did Leeds and Reading. The first gig was the Reading one, and it was just kind of starting to kick off for us, and we walked out onto the stage of Reading. I hadn't even looked at the crowd, and then walked on, and then the tent was just ram-packed and loads of crowds of people outside the tent trying to get in, and it was just one of them things that stick in your memory.
You're like, they're all here to see us.
Yeah.
It was exactly,
I think it was 2006,
like,
wasn't it?
Yeah, we didn't. If the tent had been half full, we'd have been happy, but it was full and then half full again outside.
Yeah.
For me, Glastonbury was a box ticked as well, just for sheer magnitude, and kind of it's almost a badge of honour for a band when you've played Glastonbury, so I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was nice, walking out to 50,000 people, 2008.
Was it 50,000?
Yeah, it was
between 40,000 and 50,000. Granted, I don't know if they're all our fans, but it was such a big area.
Was your heart just going like the clappers? Did you see that sea of people and think, bugger?
Well, to be honest with you, I think we're really hungover. We got there day early.
It chills you out a bit more, doesn't it?
We partied quite hard because we met up with quite a few other bands and stuff that we'd not seen in a while. And I think I woke up about 10 minutes before I had to go on stage, literally. So I literally had a splash of water on my face and ran up the stairs to the stage. So I didn't have time to get nervous.
But that sounds good. That sounds like proper rock and roll lifestyles. Yeah. Like how they should be. So many bands nowadays are like, no, we're teetotal and we go to bed at 10 o'clock at 9. It's like, really?
Can you introduce the song for us? Thanks very much for coming to the show.
Thank you.
We will play the single Done in Secret now, if you guys can introduce it for us.
Hi, we're the Pigeon Detectives. This is our current single, Done in Secret.
You're listening to In Demand. Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, for the very first time, we welcome a very smooth chap to our show. This is Trey Songs.
Hello.
What's happening?
Yay, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. Now, we need to get to know you a little bit better because we've never met you before.
Mm.
Let's talk about it.
Let's do it. Let's check out some of your favourite things, because we like to sort of gauge a guest and their life from the simplest of things. Mm. So let's start, Trey, with your favourite ladies' perfume.
Oh,
my favourite ladies' perfume. Wow, that's a good one. I like the Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue for ladies.
Next one, Lucy, what is it?
The next one is your favourite beach in the world.
I was in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and I don't know if it's my favorite beach in the world, but it was my favorite at the time.
What's your favorite cheese?
My favorite cheese, Swiss.
Nice.
Ah, I like it. So we're talking like the Emmental cheese with the holes in, like mouse cheese?
Yes, baby.
Oh, we like mouse cheese. That's good.
Cool,
your favorite brand of underwear? From cheese to pants.
Calvin Klein.
Yay!
Keep it simple.
Good one.
Yeah, total classic.
Good fit, and I reckon. Yeah, they good fit.
Definitely.
Now, you're on your fourth studio album now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Which obviously means you've been a massive success in America, but this is the first time you've been brought to the UK to try and properly crack us this time around, so to speak. So how's that going so far? Because we love the song, and we've been chatting about you quite a bit over the last few months, but it's finally good to have you on our shores.
I've been working very hard in the US for a long time, and I've actually been coming over to the UK for a while. But, you know, right now is the best time of my life, you know. Records are working, you know. The Bottoms Up record is being received very well. And my fans out here are just so loyal to me. They show me so much love. So shout out to all my fans under the sound of my voice right now. I love you.
How was it working with Minaj? Is she as mad as we expected to be? She's as crazy as a frog.
I love her.
No, she's crazy from time to time. But, you know, she's actually got a peaceful side to her too. You know, actually when we met and did the record, like we you know, she stayed and listened to the album and chopped it up, because I've known her for about 2 years now, so it's good to see, you know, her success where it is now, as well as my own. So it just was a conversation about how we're dealing with things, and she's a very sweet girl.
Trey, can you introduce it for us? We'll play it now, mate.
It's your boy Trey Songz, and it's Bottoms Up featuring the lovely Nicki Minaj.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Trey Songz still with us on the show.
Yay!
We played Bottoms Up with Nicki Minaj earlier. Let's chat a bit about the video, like Lucy was saying. Nicki's got an almighty behind. But Trey, you're not too shy about showing off your own body, are you?
Yeah.
So we imagine that takes a lot of work in the gym.
Ah, yeah. I actually put in a lot of work from time to time. Like, I was blessed with good metabolism, and my mother's an amazingly beautiful woman, and my father's not too shabby. You know, so it's works in my favor, because I don't work out as much as you may believe.
And what about the tattoos? Do they all mean different things to you? Or have they sort
yes,
of
I do.
I have, as you've gone along?
I have 10 different tattoos, and they all mean something special to me. Just to name a few, like the angels on my back. Like my grandmother always used to tell me to watch my back when I left home, and those are basically the angels watching my back, the people that pray for me.
Now, we want to just clear up something about the song Massage. Neither of us have seen you perform this live, but we have heard that you do perform it on tour, giving a selected audience member a massage. Is this true?
I have done this before in my life.
You need to do this every time.
I need not to take it out, right?
Yeah, keep doing that.
And it's okay. Head to toe, apparently.
I'll have to put that back in the show.
If you could massage any other woman, who would it be?
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry. She's like the woman of every man's fantasies.
Of course she is.
Rihanna's
always on fire.
She's a pretender to Halle Berry's time.
Rihanna.
Yeah. Before you go, can you choose a song that's in the Hit 40 at the moment for us to play that you totally and utterly
love?
Well,
speaking of Rihanna, we could just play S&M.
Let's do it.
Okay, and you can imagine Rihanna massaging you at the same time.
With the wicks and the Trey Songz, thanks very much for joining us on the show. Best of luck with the song and the album Passion, Pain and Pleasure. That's out now, right?
Thank you. Yes, it is out right now.
Trey Songz, thank you.
Thank you, Trey.
Thanks, guys.
Dude, have an amazing day. Thanks, mate.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
It's In Demand, and tonight, joined by Saul and Will from Chasing Status. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Very
how are
good.
You?
Very good, yeah. Now, you guys currently on tour. You seem to have been touring, like, forever. I was looking at your schedule on your website, and literally, it just goes back from forever forward to forever.
Pretty much.
That's a good description of
when
our tour.
When did you get a day off, ever?
We had a day off 2 days ago, but that was about it for the year. So,
yeah.
What is the one thing that you miss the most that you can't possibly take on tour with you?
My mum's cooking.
Oh. She should make loads of stuff, though, and put it in, like, Tupperware boxes.
That would
have you
not
got a mini
be cool.
freezer?
I'd get bullied if I did.
I brought some Tupperware stuff on the first tour.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm not messing about.
Anyway, let's talk about who you've worked with musically, because, you know, of course, you and Plan B go back for many years.
We do.
And quite recently, Rihanna's Rated R album as well. Mm-hmm. You produced three of the tracks on that album.
Yep. Yeah.
Did that kind of come as a bolt out of the blue? Did she suddenly just request you and say, I want to work with these guys, and then literally there you were?
Kind of.
Like, our manager just, you know, knows their manager and gave them a CD of our album more than a lot of the first one. And to cut a long story short, she heard a song called Eastern Jam and a song called Saxon, and she fell in love with them. And then I got a phone call at like 6 a.m. one morning from her manager. I said, hold on one sec. I said, all right. And then Rihanna jumped on the phone saying, hey, look, you know, love what you guys are doing. Want to work with you? I was like, okay, 6 a.m. This is Rihanna, a bit random. And literally 2 days later, we're in the studio with her and all her entourage and Jay-Z and people and Pharrell and just...
Oh, my God.
Making beats, basically. Yeah. So can't complain, although I do all the time.
And back onto Plan B, right? Because obviously, right, he's been in here before. He did a session for us. Yeah. He's top bloke. We love him.
Yeah.
He's quite scary, though, isn't he? Before he opens his mouth, he looks well scary in that kind of... I don't mean that in a nasty way. In a... He looks well hard.
Yeah. He gets... people always say that, don't they?
Yeah.
He's a big teddy bear.
He's a massive teddy bear.
He's a big bear.
Is he a softy, really?
He really is,
big bear, yeah. But yeah, I guess, you know...
We've had altercations, but we're all still sitting here to tell the tale, so it can't be that bad.
Now, part of this this job that you have is quite amazing, really, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
It obviously includes a lot of festivals. You've been booked for quite a lot this year. V, Oxygen, Parklife, Tea in the Park, yeah. Wireless, and, of course, Ibiza Rocks. Out of all of those, which one are you most looking forward to?
Impossible to answer, really. They're all looking so good.
Last year,
main stage Wireless.
That would be amazing. Last year, we did so many last year as well, and literally everyone was just incredible in its own right. So,
how we can better last year this show? If we can, they'll all be out of this world. So,
okay, now which of your singles would you like us to introduce now? Because you've had quite a few now. So,
yeah, I think it's going to have to be the forthcoming single, which is going to be "Time" featuring Delilah.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's listen to Chasing Status featuring Delilah, Time.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand, and tonight, for the very first time, Katie B is on the show with us. So hello and welcome. You have to kind of make up for the fact that Lucy's not here. She always claps really well.
Oh, okay, wicked.
The next 30 minutes is all about you. We're going to chat about yourself, choose some music, play your music, make you a cup of tea, whatever you want. So is that okay?
It sounds great to me.
Katie B, welcome to In Demand.
In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight with Katie B on the show. So it's your first time with us, but you've been in our lives quite prominently for, I would say, the last sort of 10 months, really.
It's been great. It's been a bit of a blur, but, I've been loving every minute of it, definitely.
And you are a Brit School veteran, so to
speak. A veteran, yeah. Oh, wicked, yeah. Usually it's, like, past student or alumni.
What would you call yourself?
Veteran's good, even though it makes it sound a bit old.
Was it your destiny? Is this the path that you've always been on? And you finally arrived at a certain point now.
I mean, when I recorded my songs, I definitely didn't think it would be... I'd get this far sort of thing, so...
I imagine, in my mind, it's a lot like Glee Club, but it's probably not.
I don't know. Some bits are. Like, you walk into the foyer and there's someone on acoustic guitar, like, singing a song. I think I got, like, banned from the canteen once for singing on the tables.
So it's like Fame. It's like the Fame school in New York.
But then there's, like, there's a media department. We have a radio station.
Okay, cool.
And we have art department and theatre. The theatre lot are very serious. And the music people actually are quite, you know, everyone's kind of just quite chilled out and stuff. So,
but the kind of music that you've produced now as a Brit School student is probably not what people might expect to come out of there. And I think you're changing that perception of that kind of student.
I mean, you know, when I was at Brit, as I said, I loved being there because it was like being there with loads of other 16-year-olds who are all interested in the same thing as you. But at the same time, my path was through, you know, singing on friends' brothers' tunes and getting them played on pirate radio and, you know, doing loads of PAs and having my songs out on, you know, like on a more underground sort of level. And so it wasn't kind of like I had met a manager from Brit School or anything, but, you know, it still definitely gave me sort of inspiration to feel like, you know, it's possible for me to make a career out of it.
Right, let's play your latest release. Katie, can you introduce it for us? We'll play it now.
This is my new single, Broken Record.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight with Katie B still on the show with us. Now, producers aside and stuff like that on the album, What's the sense of the lyrics and stuff like that? Because you've written all these songs yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, from raving to love to friendships, you know, just a young woman living in London, basically.
And do you think people are going to be able to relate to this stuff quite easily?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
because it's not the obvious sort of ballads, is it, and stuff like that. It's like you're having these experiences, and traditionally the songs that people listen to about these kind of things might be quite sort of more sentimental kind of stuff, but you've got this great sound going with it that maybe contradict each other a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there are some slow... It's not, like, completely relentless, though, you know, like, hard beats throughout the whole thing. There's ups and downs and, you know, there are kind of, like... There's, like, Go Away, which is kind of like a dubstep ballad almost. It's a bit strange, but, yeah, I guess there are kind of more kind of sentimental songs on there as well, though.
Have you confirmed any festivals yet for the summer as well?
Definitely.
Can you tell us about any of them? Or are they top secret?
I'm playing just Wireless, Lovebox, like the London ones, Glastonbury.
You're going to be at Glastonbury? That's going to be amazing.
I'm playing in the Dance Eastgate, I think, the tent, I mean. And, yeah, I love Glastonbury. I went in 2007, thought it was wicked.
Katie, thank you very much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
We need you to choose a current song from the charts that you are in love with and tell us the reason why you've chosen it.
Okay, I am choosing Adele, Someone Like You, because I think I've got song envy with this song. I wish I wrote this song. It's so beautiful and just... You can just picture yourself kind of feeling the emotions that she's going through as well, like with when you're breaking up with someone, feeling like you're never gonna feel that same way about another person, so you're scared about letting them go. Like, you can definitely relate to that. And, you know, I think Adele sounds fantastic with just her and a piano, and it just shows how ridiculously talented she is and how raw that talent is as well.
This song has genuinely made me cry as well.
Oh.
I don't mind admitting that. A grown man,
so
and it made
sweet.
Me cry.
Did it really make you cry?
Totally, yeah.
Oh.
But it's because everyone can relate to it.
That's amazing. Like, yeah, exactly. It hits your emotion, yeah. And that's great that you know.
When she performed it at the Brits, it was like, switch it off.
Yeah, but it just shows you, you know, everyone else had these elaborate performances and it's just her and the piano and it just speaks to you straight to the heart.
Amazing. Mm. Thank you very much for coming, KTP.
You're welcome.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. In Demand. FM.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, for one night only, it's all about Katy Perry. We're backstage on Katie's UK tour. Thank you for
Hello.
Having us.
Hello, everyone. One night only, and we're backstage, and everything is pink.
I love this area. Now, we've interviewed JLS and Mika back in this room before.
Mika, like Mika as
like
in...
Mika. Yeah.
Oh, I love Mika.
And it looked like a ski lodge back then.
A ski lodge.
Yeah.
You've had it transformed.
It looks beautiful.
Just, you know, with a little bit of cloth, it's amazing what you can do.
And the sparkly pink sofa is amazing.
The sparkly pink sofa, yeah. I actually really like pink. Mm. I like all colors pastels. If it could be Easter at all times, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
But definitely. You know what's like really funny is this whole tour is based around sweets and candy and confectionery. And to be really honest, I'm more of a salt person.
Oh.
The horror, the screams.
No.
But it's not like you can. It's not like you can have like a baked potato on stage. No. You know, like a big giant baked potato or like a bowl of baked beans, and it would make any sense.
If anyone could make that sexy, you could make that sexy.
I'm gonna make it sexy. Next tour, it's called Salt.
All right, we're
bag
gonna
of
crack
Walker's
on.
Crisps.
Yeah.
No, Wotsits are my favorite.
They're amazing. Have you ever stuck them together?
No.
You bite the end off one and bite the end off the other one, lick it, and you can make a Wot stick.
A what stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Wotsits are kind of strange.
And they leave cheesy residue on your fingers.
Oh, I love that. That's the best part. That's the best part is like gnawing them off with your teeth.
We've got a lot to talk about, Kate. Can you start by introducing
Besides
Wotsits.
Besides
Wotsits. Can you introduce Firework for us? We're going to play
yes,
now.
Yes, yes. This is my favorite song, actually. It's called Firework.
In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight. We're on the road with Katy Perry. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We're going to start chatting about life on the road.
We are. Obviously, this is a mammoth tour, and there's a lot that goes into it. When we walked in the door, we just saw the giant candy canes and the lollies and everything like that.
Yes, it's very sweet. There's a whole narrative to the show, and I guess the one line you can get from it is, you know, don't indulge in too much sweetness because sometimes it can make you sick. It's all about balance in life, and it's all about finding your place and fulfilling your dreams, but like, don't get greedy, I guess. And there's a wonderful little story to the show, and there's fun things that are always surprising, and there's like over 15 costume changes, and all the songs that you want to hear when you come to the show, they will be played.
Yay!
So that's really fun for me, because I know whenever I go see a show from an artist, and if even if they're like, you know, 2-3 records in, I know I want to hear certain songs. And sure, they may be like old or, you know, their first songs, but I still want to hear those songs because they're fun and familiar and make me feel great.
And you know all the words to those ones, whereas you might not have learned all the words to the other ones just yet.
Exactly.
Kind of.
So I'm doing this for you guys.
And for you as an artist, how tiring is it? Because it must be pretty hectic, because you were just telling us before the start of the interview, you took ages for you to get from London today.
Yes, I came in from London. But what's nice is I get to do two nights in Manchester, so I feel very on my feet here. Sometimes when it's just like come into the show and then leave right after the gig, it's always a bit of a like a you know, going through that turn wheel like in a hotel, you know, where you're in and out, in and out, and out. You don't really get to see much. But the difference about this tour the thing that's different about this tour than like my previous tour is I've routed it so that I can really enjoy my surroundings and kind of live on the road, because I am living on the road. Last time I wasn't really living, you know, I didn't get to see, like, sometimes I would like go to Barcelona and people would be like, so how is it for you? Isn't it amazing, Barcelona? I'm like, well, actually, I've only tried your tomato soup in your room service. Meanwhile, there's like Gaudi outside my window, but I can't go out because I have, you know, a certain schedule. So these days I have a really nice pace, a really nice balance. Plus I'm in an amazing relationship and that is also a priority. And so I make time for, you know, me to be inspired to write songs. You know, I want to live life. I think that's how you write songs, is by living life and having experiences. And I can't just like, you know, be rushing everywhere.
And of your songs that you have written, which one gets the best reaction from an audience?
Firework, most definitely. That's what people seem like they are here to see. And I'm really happy about that, because I feel like I wrote every single song so far in my small, short career to write Firework. I feel like California Girls is great. You know, I Kissed a Girl was fun, especially when it first came out. But like, those songs aren't going to change anybody's life. They're just fun, you know, exciting. Some of the songs are of the moment, of pop culture. But I feel like Firework is a song that has more dimension than just being like a pop song. I feel like the response to that is really important, and the stories and feedback I get from it make me feel like, okay, I'm doing the right thing, I'm on the right track, I'm writing the right songs, and people are connecting with me.
Okay.
So apart from Firework, from the old school Katy Perry stuff, what do the kids go mad for?
Hot and Cold.
Yeah.
They love Hot and Cold, especially because you know, it's such like a fun, carefree song, and that moment in the show is a really fun one. I can't give it all away, but basically I'll tell you, that's where a lot of the magic happens. I'm a magician. I actually learned how to do this trick that I'm doing in this song during the show from a couple of really amazing, prestigious magicians that travel around the world, have, you know, performed for presidents and the royal family, etc. And they taught me this. Obviously, I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement so that I don't give away how do I do this. And if you're going to the show, if you're listening to this, or if you go to the show tomorrow, you'll see that moment. And I learned that from some real magicians.
It's we not will Penn play. And Teller, is it?
Yeah, it's not Penn and Teller. Although they've been in one of my music videos, which was fun.
Let's play Hot and Cold. Can you introduce it for us, Katie?
Yeah, this is Hot and Cold by Miss Katy Perry. That's me.
In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight, on the road with Katy Perry. Let's talk about Normo, Katie.
Normo,
Katie.
Oh, Normo.
Okay, so if you're normal, kicking back at home, when you get the chance to not be on the road and being a worldwide superstar, what's the first thing you do the second you get in safe space?
Safe space.
In home space.
Normal. Well, first of all, let me just say that I've never been normal
before all this started, and I don't think I will be normal
ever.
But I guess I really miss my cats. I love cats. Oh. I am the cat lady, although I'm trying to revamp yes. the image of the cat lady because I feel like that image needs a facelift of sorts.
I agree. I'm a cat
lady, too. Lucy's a cat lady.
Yeah, you know what? We're not all dowdy and gross and don't wash our hair and wear muumuus. We are sexy, independent. Yeah. That's why we love our cats, because we relate to them and their characteristics.
Yeah, we want affection, but at the same time, we will do what we damn well like.
Exactly, and when we want affection, we will come and get it, and then we will leave.
Yeah,
And we will eat when we want to be eating.
Yeah, exactly. And
we're not just
going
to greet you out the door like a dumb fool.
No, exactly.
Every day. We know you're coming home.
So when you've got your cats around you and you're chilling back on your pink sofa, what would you choose to watch on TV? What movies, rom-coms, action? What kind of stuff do you like?
Oh, well, you know, yesterday I saw an amazing movie in the cinema. I saw Submarine. It's a English kind of fun indie movie directed by an English chap of yours who's in, I forget the television program.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it was amazing. And I must say, you have to go and see it. It was one of the best films I've seen all year.
Are there any TV shows that you watch? Do you ever watch Come Dine With Me or like Gypsy Weddings or anything like that?
My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding is one of my absolute favorite
and
television
programs.
And
we know you like Essex as well, apparently.
I do like Essex, but I would prefer Morgana and My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding and How TV Ruined Your Life. Those are my absolute favorite television shows, and Russell and I will sit back and we'll find them on YouTube. But we were like so upset when the My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding episodes ended. We're like, isn't there more?
He'll be back.
There's gonna be more. I am definitely getting a dress made by that woman,
Thelma Medine,
at some point, and I'm sure I will not be able to fit through the door.
I think your next tour should be the Big Fat Gypsy Wedding tour.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I'm just so interested in any kind of culture, whether it be, you know, My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding type culture or English culture in general. I'm pretty obsessed with the likes of y'all.
Okay. Let's play JLS, then we're going to chat some more. This is In Demand on the Road with Katy Perry.
In Demand.
This is In Demand. We're on the road with Katy Perry tonight. It's been a whirlwind, to quote a cliche, the last year.
To quote a cliche.
Really, it's been amazing.
Yeah, it's been fun and exciting and full of surprises. Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment.
Now, something you did appear on was The X Factor.
Yes.
And at the time, our favourite.
I haven't seen the episode that I judged yet.
Oh my God, really? It's brilliant. But and there's a great bit of footage good. From you stood behind Cheryl Cole and you're like,
oh, what, dancing or something?
Well, you're kind of her up. Yeah, you're kind grinding. Of grinding up and making out that you would like to make out with her.
Oh, well, I'm sure anybody
she's
hot.com. She's hot.com for sure.
She's a girl crush.
Yeah, for sure. And in person, she's just like so petite, you want to put her in your purse.
She's like a doll.
Not like slice her up and put her in your purse. That would be creaky.
No, but like if she could fit in a, in a human-sized
purse. I don't even know why I went there. God.
Out of her skin.
But would you be interested in taking one of the, you know, vacant judging roles on the show? Or do you think you'd go back and do another single show again?
I would always do a single show at any time. I have my tour booked until like the end of November. So, yeah. Someone asked me that the other day and they're like, why don't you just reschedule? I'm like, you try rescheduling on these fans and you're bound to get a punch in the face. You can't, like, I mean, people are so excited for this tour and, I'd love to do something like that in the future, but I think that means I'd have to be in one place for a little while. And I'm too just like excited to be moving around still, you know.
So maybe an appearance or something like that. But
yeah,
you
for
can't
sure.
let your fans down.
I can't let my fans down, of course not. And also, I feel like I owe people. Like to me, live performance is another side to me and an expression. But at the same time, I feel like it's a debt. Like I feel like people supported me so much for this last record that I owe, you know, some eye to eye connections. I owe some, you know, getting out there and really meeting the people that are behind all of the, you know, Twitters and all the Facebooks, all of the amazing feedback. I don't want to just see letters. I want to see faces, you know?
Okay. Now, of course, we'd love to have you here in the UK all the time.
I'd love to be here. I mean, totally. Like when I was in Europe, I love Europe. I love, you know, there are some highlights, but sometimes it can get like it can feel like you're so far from home. And I, you know, I have an English husband, so I feel really connected to English culture. I mean, I love the people. I really am learning so much about them and trying to pick up all the different phrases.
Well, I was going to say, do you have any like habits or any sort of sayings that you've picked up that you use all the time?
Yeah, I say like slang, like show us the butchers. I say that. I say, oh yeah, you're going to dine out on that for a while, eh?
Sound good. Exactly like
thanks. Yeah. I say a lot of different things. I mean, these days, you know, I don't say vacation. I say holiday. I say bin. I say, you know, alimony. How do you say aluminum?
Aluminium.
No, I still say aluminum. Good. Like that. I'm not giving that one up.
Do you say pavement instead of sidewalk?
No, but I just find myself, like, I completely understand, you yeah. know, in every sense of the way. Most people would kind of cock their head like a dog, and I don't do that anymore. I'm very like, okay, I know exactly, you know. I feel like if I was left on my own, you know, in anywhere in England, I would know how to get on. Yay. Which is great.
Before we let you go, we must say thank you for the sheer entertainment you provide us on Twitter.
Oh yeah, no worries.
Oh my god, we love you on
Twitter.
Is it
fun?
And every time you use the word totes, because we use the word totes all the time, and when I've seen you tweet that, I'm like, it's okay. Katy Perry uses it.
I say totes, I say totes McGroats.
Yes! Oh my God!
Yeah. No, I love saying totes. I love abbreviating anything. It's just, life's too short to say long words.
And it's an important thing for you to connect with your fans yeah. as well, obviously.
Yeah, because it's great, because, I mean, well, now I have about like 6 million or so people on there, and I don't feel like, oh, I have to be smart and have so many different angles and be really responsible. I mean, people, I think, are signing up to my full color wheel of personality when they sign up to follow me on Twitter, and they expect complete randomness and, you know, a drunk tweet every once in a while.
Yeah, but it's a pictures of your cats. The big giant jelly bear that you posted ages ago.
Yeah, I like to have fun with it. And also, like, I know at this point in my life, I have a voice as well that I can use every once in a while when I want to. It's not that kind of Twitter, though, where it's like, you know, the fans feel like I'm hawking crap at them or everything is always so serious. There's such a variety, and I love the direct connection. I can get instant feedback anytime I post. I just push my @s, and then I see, like, if I ask, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? What should be the next single? And then I see all the instant stuff, and I really get a good read on what's going on out there all over the world from the end of the earth. You know, it's amazing. I don't think there's been anything like it. That's why it's just so cool.
It's amazing. It's like an instant news source as well, and that kind of thing. You can find out anything on there.
Yeah.
One thing I hate is retweet, because if I tweet something and I regret it, I try to get rid of it. And then before you know it, someone else has retweeted it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it anyway. You know?
You can do no wrong. I love anything that is in social networking world. Because I kind of like came up from MySpace, and
yeah.
that's how I got to where I was, where I am. And, you know, I kind of owe people that availability in some ways.
Thank you for letting us into your fabulously
you. Yeah.
dressing room.
We love it.
Thank
here.
You.
We don't wanna leave.
One more thing. Can you introduce your brand new song for us?
Yeah.
E.T., we're going to play it now.
Yes. This is Katy Perry, and you're listening to my brand new single, E.T.
Katy Perry, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed, and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.